Pat Tillman endeared himself to Cardinals fans long before his life story took a tragic turn in 2004. What he stood for in life and what he has become a symbol of in death will be remembered throughout Cardinals and NFL history. Ironically, the iconic status is something Tillman himself would have undoubtedly despised. What the organization hopes is, if nothing else, his story is told and remembered, but not exploited.
He's a symbol of great American patriotism. And so we thought it was important to make sure that we remembered him and continue to tell his story year in and year out.
For us, it's a constant reminder how blessed we are the sacrifices that we sometimes have to make, you know, for a bigger cause that, you know, we may not see until later on down the line.
What he stood for as a man and what he did and the sacrifice that he made should never be forgotten, especially by the Cardinals.
There are reminders of Tillman's impact throughout the organization. At University of Phoenix Stadium, his likeness stands 8 feet tall on the northwest corner of the aptly named Tillman Plaza, and his name is etched into the Ring of Honor alongside other Cardinal greats. At the team practice facility in Tempe, a portrait of Pat is proudly displayed in the training room, and most recently, his longtime locker was preserved and transformed into a memorial just outside of the current player's locker room.
It's been 14 years since 9/11, and it's been 11 and a half years since Pat Tillman passed away. Many of our players may not know all the stories of the Cardinals, but we wanted to tell the stories, and we felt like it was really important to start here at the Pat Tillman locker and remember Pat and everything he meant to the Cardinals, to ASU, to the community, and to our fans.
Well, anytime I hear the name Pat Tillman, you know, it brings great pride to know that I actually wore the same uniform that one of our greatest patriots has ever worn, to be able to walk to the lunchroom and see his jersey in his locker there. It makes me proud that I could be an Arizona Cardinal.
It would be hard not to spot a number 40 jersey at any Cardinals game, home or away, as fans have played an equal role in preserving Tillman's memory.
The greatest veteran of them all, my humble opinion, Pat Tillman, God rest his soul. Every year, I honor him with this.
Tillman's legacy lives on, not only through tangible reminders, but also in the hearts and minds of those who knew him, and even with those who never met Pat, but hold the responsibility of filling his big shoes between the white lines. At the annual Pat's Run last spring, several current and former Cardinals paid tribute to Tillman by completing the 4.2-mile race.
It's definitely an honor to be able to come out here and continue his legacy, you know, do something in his memory for everything he did for the community and everything he did for, you know, our country.
Like my number says, it says never stop. So, that's a passion that Pat Tillman wore. So that's his legacy that's left on. And I'm just happy to be a part of being able to go out and support the cause and in honor of him. Because, I mean, he was a great man who gave his life for this country, and the least I can do is go out and finish the whole thing through.
It's hard to quantify why Tillman's impact has endured, now longer than a decade, more than statues, shrines, and words. Perhaps it's a feeling, the desire to never quit and go for the win, on the field and in life, just like Pat would have done.
I don't know if Pat would want everybody trying to be like him. He'd want them to just be themselves and be self-motivated. Don't be dull. Don't be ordinary. Just try to be a person that's striving to squeeze everything that you can out of life.
Pat was a master at giving more than what his opponent was willing to give on the football field. But he took that over to life. And he was willing to actually give more than the normal person sacrifices life as a man. That's who he was, and that makes him transcend the game.